The Syrian military asserted that Israeli airstrikes in the vicinity of the northern city of Aleppo had resulted in casualties and inflicted damage, with a number of individuals either killed or wounded.
The UK-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, an opposition war monitor organization, stated that the Israeli strikes targeted missile depots under the control of Lebanon's militant Hezbollah group in Aleppo's southern suburb of Jibreen, near the Aleppo International Airport, as well as the nearby town of Safira, home to an extensive military facility. Chris Anderson reporting.
Ukrainian President Zelensky dismissed a longtime aide and several advisors as part of an ongoing reshuffle, while Russia unleashed fresh attacks overnight.
Zelensky removed Serhiy Shafir from his position as first assistant, a role he had held since 2019. The Ukrainian president also let go of three advisors and two presidential representatives responsible for overseeing volunteer activities and soldiers' rights. Joseph Eckerson reporting.
The leader of the Iran-backed Palestinian militant group Islamic Jihad vowed victory over Israel in the war in Gaza during a meeting with Iran's foreign minister in Tehran for talks.
I promise you that we will be the victors in the war, Zayed al-Nakala told reporters, according to the official IRNA news agency. He referred to his meeting with Iran's foreign minister Hossein Amirabdollahian as important and expressed gratitude to Iran for its support for the Palestinians. Kyle Norris reporting.
Three United Nations military observers and a Lebanese interpreter sustained injuries on Saturday while patrolling the southern Lebanese border after a shell exploded in their vicinity, as stated by the UN peacekeeping mission in Lebanon.
The military observers are part of the United Nations Truce Supervision Organization, which supports the UN peacekeeping mission in southern Lebanon. Spokesperson Andrea Tenenti informed the Associated Press that the four individuals who were wounded were in stable condition. Liam White reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
Three law enforcement officers in northern Nevada were shot and wounded last Friday following a traffic stop in the Reno area that rapidly escalated into an hours-long standoff involving multiple shootouts between officers and the suspect, according to police reports.
Chris Crawford, the police chief in the nearby city of Sparks, stated during a news conference on Saturday that the wounded officers, two Sparks police officers and a Washoe County sheriff's deputy, had received treatment for their injuries and had been released from the hospital. Jessica Oakley reporting.
Police in New Mexico had all the horsepower in a chase. A shoplifter was detained outside a Walgreens this month after attempting to outrun a horse-mounted police officer.
Albuquerque police body cam video shows a dark brown horse trotting through a parking lot behind a man in black clothing. The horse catches up to him within seconds. "It wasn't me," the man yells, as he leads the horse and police officer into the street, stopping traffic. Lawrence Keller reporting.
A Pennsylvania judge has overturned the convictions of three men imprisoned for decades in the 1997 slaying of a 70-year-old woman, despite the fact that their DNA never matched that found at the scene.
"This case never should have been prosecuted. These guys never should have been charged. The evidence always was that they were innocent," said Paul Castellero, Grasty's lawyer and legal director of the nonprofit Centurion. "The three men will remain in prison while a prosecutor decides whether to appeal." Paul Gomez reporting.
A months-long probe into an alleged drone-based contraband operation in Georgia's prisons has led to the arrest of 150 individuals, including eight correction officers, according to officials.
The investigation, dubbed Operation Skyhawk, uncovered that drones were being utilized to move cell phones, drugs, and weapons into Georgia Department of Corrections facilities, as stated by the governor's office. Search and arrest warrants were served at two locations in the metro Atlanta area. Kevin Sanders reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.